Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying and getting some good meat out of this study, these studies that we're doing. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Daniel 2, 36 through chapter 3, verse 30, Psalm 138, 4 through 8, Proverbs 29, 24 and 25, 2 John 1, 13. Today we're going to be talking about demandingness in action. Our focal scripture is going to come from Daniel 3:18, which says, "We want you as king to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden statue that you've set up." How does demandingness manifest itself? One way is by insisting that God answers our prayers in the way we think he should. There's been people that have discussed their life, and a woman once said, who had a husband who abandoned her and her three children, and as she shared her story, it began to grow uncomfortable in the conversation, and she said, "I know God is going to bring him back. If he doesn't, then he is not as faithful as he says he is. That can't be, so my husband will come back." Can you hear the spirit of demandingness in her words? We can sympathize with her hurt, and to such a degree that it is painful for us to examine this. The faith of one thing, but demandingness is another. Her faith in God was based not on unconditional confidence in his character and sovereign purposes, but rather in the hope that he would relieve her suffering in a way that she thought was best. Deep hurt is a most suitable environment in which we can wrongfully nourish a demanding spirit. Nothing convinces us more that God must answer our prayers in a way that we think he should, and then when we are experiencing continued headache, heartache, and difficulty. And the line between legitimate desiring and illegitimate demanding is a thin one that is easily crossed. How can we be sure our desiring is not turned into demanding? When we're willing to say, "If God does not grant what I desire, then I will still go on because I know that he will never abandon me, and his love, I have all the strength I need to handle whatever comes my way." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us and protect us from insistent and a demanding spirit. You are always reaching out to us in love and awakening us. Help us to recognize the difference between a desire and a demand. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this subject, look at Matthew 26, 36 through 46. Psalm 40, verse 8, Ephesians 6, verse 6, and Philippians 1:1. And keep these two questions in mind. How did Jesus express desire about demandingness? How did Jesus express desire without demandingness? And how did Paul express it? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and hope to see you on the next Trail Ride.